Sportsnet 650.
We have Travis Green ready at the podium right now on Sportsnet 650.
Getting Eric signed to 3 years into this club?
Well, I think it's good for the team, good for the organization. He's only 26 years old. I don't think we've seen the best of Goody yet, and I like what I've seen of him lately.
You had a conversation with him recently that really solidified his desire for being here. What did you share with him?
Well, first of all, what I share with Goody is between Goody and I. But we just talked about him as a player, the direction of the organization, what I see. Really, it's conversation that we've had probably throughout the season, but as of late, his play of late, and my vision for the team. And it's good to hear.
Do you think he's going to get better in the next 3 years?
I don't think we've seen the absolute best in Goody's game. I think he's a guy that's still improving, and we need to continue to push him to be better. And I think we've seen some of that this season. I think injuries have played a part in it. Obviously, last year he missed a lot of time with his wrist, and had the shoulder this year as that, that plays into it. And so I don't think we've seen his best yet.
What does his best look like?
He's big, physical, hard to play against. I don't think skilled players enjoy playing against him. You look at the Dallas game, the Sagan line, he did a really good job against them. I thought he was really good in San Jose and Boston as well. Those are lines that are as good as any in the league. And he's playing well. He's getting the puck out. Not necessarily doesn't need to feather passes in, but I think Goody's at his best when he plays a hard, simple to a point game, and he's hard to play against. Yeah, I do. I think we've used him that way a little bit here more of late. I think when he's on his game, he and he's playing up to his capabilities, he can be a good shutdown defenseman.
Do you impart that to him? Because you said your conversation really solidified his decision.
Again, I'm not going to go into everything I've talked about with Goody.
With your healthy team, that's all per se. Can he be a shutdown?
Yeah, that's what I just said. I think he can be a good shutdown defenseman against top lines. I don't think skilled players enjoy lining up every shift against Eric Goodbranson.
He talked about how when he gets that role, he, for example, against Boston, goes home and thinks all day
right.
about how he's going to make it tough on Brad Marchand. Has that dialed him in a little bit more?
I think so.
When he gets those role opportunities?
I think so. And, we've talked about that. And again, I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be the matchup guy every night. Players still have to perform. And, but that is a role that he likes, and so going forward, that'll be a game-by-game situation, but I've liked what I've seen when he's done it, and when he's done it well, it's been effective.
You think there's room for more edge in his game? Like, he's a big guy, I get that, but in the modern game, fighting's going out of the game, open ice hits don't exist. Like, in your mind, when he's making life miserable on opponents, what's he doing effectively?
Well, he doesn't let them get to space easily. He takes away space. He's hard on the puck. He closes guys, takes away, the ability of skilled players to make plays. It's not necessarily, like you said, about fighting or cross-checking a guy and taking a stupid penalty. It's about playing good, hard hockey and taking time and space away. He's a good enough skater that he can have good gap. He's got a long reach with his stick. And, it's not a lot of guys that want to go match up head-to-head against Goody in the corner. He's a big guy, and he can play. He can be mean when he has to be. And, that's all part of it. If you're a big guy, though, you still got to be able to move to take away time and space.
The analytics community isn't a big fan of
right.
Branson. A lot of shot attempts against.
Mm-hmm.
What are they missing, do you think, that isn't showing up in those numbers?
Well, I don't think we've seen Goody at his best. I think in the games that he has played well, I'm guessing those numbers are better. And, know, I don't want him to be a negative all the time on, but I think that's part of the games that he has played well. He's shown us that what he can do.
On the goaltending, why is Bachman here?
Just to make sure with Markey.
Yeah,
tweaked something the other night at home, and it's progressed. I'm waiting for them to get off the ice to see if Markey's backing up or not tonight.
Would this have been a Nielsen start regardless of the way he's going? Or?
Well, Nielsen's starting tonight, played well the other night. I don't look at the schedule and say these are the starts that they get, but he played well the other night, and I'm going back with him tonight.
Is Tanev's leg injury?
It wasn't that I was letting it on.
Is he on
I wasn't trying to deceive you.
Yeah.
At first, we thought it was a bruise.
Okay.
And with those injuries, sometimes it takes a few days to show up. And it is a small fracture that he's going to be fine. It's just a matter of when it heals.
Hard on opponents or physical on the
I puck. Think you need an element of that in your game, in your team game. I think, Darren Archibald has come in and made us harder to play against. It's not very often where you have a whole team that is skilled and small and fast, and it's a fine line between having how many guys are heavy and hard on the puck. I think the bottom line is, every player has to be hard to play against in their own way, whether you're a point-producing guy or a guy that's, playing in a checking role. Do I think we could have more of that? Yeah, I do at times. I think losing Derek Dorsett was a big loss to our team. I know everyone talks about when Bowen and Sutz got hurt, but the guy that no one talks or doesn't talk about much has been Derek Dorsett. He was a huge loss to us and brought a lot of energy, a lot of grit, a lot of determination. He was hard to play against. And, when the games get heated up and, you watch playoff hockey compared to regular season hockey, there's a difference.
Are those elements that you're talking about, are they going to become more important if your team improves and becomes?
I think so. I believe that, it's not that I believe it, it's a fact. Teams that win are hard to play against. They're tenacious, they're hard on the puck, they're heavy on the puck, they're physical when they need to be. They can take a hit to make a play. It's not just about giving hits, it's about, puck battles are so big and, you have to be able to win them. Who's that?
Kanye?
No, he's not playing tonight.
So same lineup?
Yep, same lineup. Okay, guys.
Sportsnet 650.